Knees weak, your mind is deadly. Tears, they ready. Losing hope, your legs like jelly. But keep it pushing. Don't look back. Black don't crack, exhausted. But you've been there.
Welcome to Changing the Narrative.
The media likes to tell our stories for us, but we decided to change the narrative by telling our own stories. In this episode of Changing the Narrative,
I'm Jonathan Zeno, and with Tashad Rutherford, we explore the power of Black influencers. And that message is just as powerful now as it was then.
Power anywhere where there's people. Fred Hampton.
We're going to the mountaintop because there's a mother on that mountaintop that has been playing king and he has been bullshitting us. So we've got to go on top of that mountain, not for the purpose of living his lifestyle and living like he lives. We've got to go on top of that mountain to make this mother understand, goddammit, that we are coming from the valley.
Fred Hampton was a Chicago head of the Black Panther Party. This excerpt was at Olivet Church in 1969. It's from his speech entitled Power Anywhere Where There's People. It's impactful because our mountaintop is a state of mind. The valley where I currently am, I mean, I grew up in Inglewood, California, and was raised there until my grandmother passed, and we moved to South Central and moved into her house. And being someone that has gone throughout life as someone who's been in a diverse field, but always gone back to a place that has always looked like me, without the financial stability and income that is afforded to a school, a people, a group. We face a lot of adversity, but the valley that I come from is the only place I know. My refuge, it's the refuge for those who are in my community and in my family. And those who surround that, regardless of race, creed, orientation, are my family. We have a fight to fight, and we're going to the mountaintop. And it's as simple as Fred said, it's the crown of human achievement, in my opinion, to have a mass of people who have no reason to care for one another, who don't look like one another, who have no reason to do that, but yet they do. They are people who have compassion, care, and have a sense of humanity. And I feel that everything that encompasses that has to be taken with us. Without knowing exactly where we have been, we aren't going to know where we are and how we can get to the mountaintop. And it's a long road, but it's worth it. I am the son of the product, hard work of Fred Hampton, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., all those who have came before, and everyone who's put into the effort of helping out the people. Systematic inequality, the way people of the lower classes are treated, and the wealth gap in America, it's startling because it shows how disheartened, I would say, that those who can't empathize and understand. The point is to not think of it from a perspective of what the king has lost, it's what the people have gained. Because without that, those people who represent said system, as much as they are elite and are higher up, are still apart. So there's hope within them to change that. We're not to say that there is no point of a king. We're to say that the king has just power, but a king has equally as much responsibility to his people as they to him. And when you have someone who doesn't represent what the people truly are, that's the division, because you can't be a king and say, this is my kingdom, and your people are still starving, are still in places where they can't understand where they are in relation to it. I mean, we're in a world where African Americans are 300 years of wealth behind white America. Antonio Moore, who is a professor at UCLA and LMU and lawyer, described the wealth gap. Approximately 870,000 white families have the net worth of 12 million or more. and 350,000 African-American families have the wealth of 1 million or more. And these are the stark differences when you think of the upper echelon of African-American society. That for wealth is $300,000. For white people, it's in the upwards of millions. So we have to not say that, oh, you have all that, I need that, but to say, understand where your wealth comes from and understand that in order for us to say equality for all, you can't have someone who's never tasted it, who's never understood the American dream, that the America that we still love and care for is worth saving. Because for us, it is still our country. It's still the place that we love and call home. And without it, I wouldn't know where I'd be. Without understanding the nuances of being African-American, that certain times your humanity is stripped away from you, whether you be a lawyer with a four-piece suit on, or you be a high schooler who's a gangbanger, your humanity is always going to be attached to you regardless of whoever you are. And I feel like it should never be stripped from you. There is a mass of work that has to be done. If we're 300 years behind financially, God knows how many years we are emotionally, spiritually. For the people from the valley, I would say that the mountaintop represents the hope and resiliency for us to find a better way, even if we don't find it, even if I'm not able to find it in my years of life. The mountaintop will not just be, here's equality for people. Now what? We can understand the feeling of having to do double the work and still not getting the result. We can understand the brutality, the death, the psychological ramifications of us not being treated fairly, of our ancestors not knowing our culture, not knowing, but understanding that any people without their true sense of culture is psychologically lost. It's important that we understand that we need to get it back. You've done that, it's haunting. Believe me, though, it's beauty in the struggle. 10 toes down, keep grinding where you make it, keep it humble. Too many fakes, land of the snakes. Yeah, it's a jungle, blood on your plate. Too much at stake. Yeah, it's a puzzle. Listen to me. The world is evil, polluting our cerebrals with the poisonous lies upon the people. It's lethal to come to see that we are not equal, or the problems that we face are feeble, injecting us with dirty needles. Sometimes I think about a change in this world, a change in society, a place called paradise, no toxic, just sobriety. But sadly, I fall back to reality and see the youth exploring an ongoing fatality, realizing the tragedies, approaching more magically, and seeing these females go missing mysteriously, and all these secrets hiding in the government. And when we'll catch on, they'll give us new supplements to take. See, it's a shame how they treat us. They tell us not to worry because we have strong leaders. Knowing that they're bullies, I don't understand it fully. How we can take from one another then act like we are brothers, like you came out of my beautiful mother. But we have to change and become better as a unit. How come we find our natural strength just to lose it? It's crazy how we get protein from killing babies, pigs, and have the nerve to eat it. We're in of a pig. It's the evil. But they don't understand, no. How they don't expect to change when it all right here remains. All these lame folks, same folks, jumping in and out like this is jump rope. Lost hope, everyone around me like some bad dope and false prophets for the profit. And now they had it up the head cause they done made it very clear what they don't want about me.
Looking for these better days. Surrounded by demons, I keep my head up and reminisce about the pain, but I know I'll find my way. I can't let it go, so I'll let it be. Wondering what would happen if time would freeze. Eyes shut on top of my heart like a disease, so I won't wake until I'm free. In the depths of solitude, I still come to peace. Think of loving my soul and my heart at ease. Just a breath of freedom in the air, cause pride is not given and neither is fear. Where there is a will, there is a way. So I know I'ma get it one of these days. I can no longer run, so there's no shame when I fight. Get out the struggle to hustle every day and night. Every day's impossible, but what could I say? I've got my eyes on these better ways. So say you with me. Believe in them. Believe in them. Believe in them. Believe in them. Just smile.
additional poems by Avion Warner and Quest.
You can find Kevin on SoundCloud as Young Ambition.
This podcast was a collaboration between the Social Justice Learning Institute and ConnectiPod.
This podcast is supported in part by the California Arts Council, a state agency. Learn more at www.artsca.gov.
We would also like to thank our interns Natalie Reddington, Anna Paris, Laz Myman, and Andre DeVance.
Images that go along with this story can be found at ConnectiPod.net and ConnectiPod's Instagram. And thank you guys so much for listening.
Beautiful.
I am beautiful.
What are you?
I'm blessed.
Yes. Say thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For making me.
For making me.